Hello there, this is Evie and you're listening to the podcast Let's Reflect on That. Today we're talking about routines. I believe this concept is often misunderstood as people either only think about routines in terms of well-scheduled mornings or as routines being the death of creativity and inspiration. So in this episode, I'll go over some general understandings of what routines are and why we have those even when we don't realize it. Actually, that's the other misconception of routines, how people say, I don't have any routine, I'm such a messy person. Well, I'm here to tell you that you do have routines, but there's a difference between routines that you go with, by default or with the flow without realizing, without owning them, and they are self-designed routines. And the difference between those two is basically whether you control your behavior, whether you're mindful about your behavior, or it just happens for you. So after I talk about routines in more broader sense, I'm gonna go over 5 reasons why having routines that you choose to have can help you enjoy your leisure time better, but also achieve more and be more successful in general. And I think 4 is probably going to surprise you. But in general, my purpose with this episode is to remind you that your time and how you spend it should be at least partly your decision and not just you going with the flow mindlessly. Because when you can control how you spend your time, your own time, your free time in a mindful way that has some direction, some goal, then you master how your life looks like. And this is ultimately how you design a life that you enjoy having, which is the main purpose of probably most of the content I'm creating online at the moment. And actually here I think about a citation from Aristotle. It was something like, we are what we repeatedly do. And when I think about it, it's such a powerful and yet simple way to say, I am what I daily do, and I would like what I daily do to be at least partly designed by me, because I would like to like me. And if you anyhow resonate with this, well, stay tuned. Let's go into it. When people hear routines, they often think of either routines being the magic key to all success, wrongly assuming that they just lack routines, otherwise they would have been successful. Or they think that routines are boring and tedious, wrongly assuming that they don't have any routines in their life. Well, as you may already understand, no matter how you feel about routines, you nevertheless have routines in your life. If every time you feel overwhelmed or bored, then you grab your phone and go on Instagram to watch reels, to check a video game, for example, well, that's a routine. If every day you wake up at a different time and your days always end up being messy and you're constantly tired and behind schedule, that's also a routine. So once again, it is all about pausing for a second, realizing that you have a bunch of patterns in your life already, but you don't have really control, like you haven't really decided those patterns yourself. You just sort of let them happen and build over time. So realizing this is the first step of understanding what routines are and what you can do with them to benefit yourself. And then the second step of realizing the power of routines is deciding what kind of routines will help you, which is not such an easy question, actually. It does take some self-awareness and knowing who you are, what you want. However, I'm not gonna get into the self-understanding learning process right now. I'm gonna assume that you have those decided and you're just looking for a motivation to actually set some routines yourself. So before I get into the 5 ways, more specific ways that routines can help you, I'm just gonna like generally say that routines make a certain behavior easy to execute. Routines are a bunch of things you are very good at. So yeah, careful what you want to become good at. If you want to slow down with work and spend some time with your family, for example, you might benefit from having family long lunch every Saturday or a family getaway once a month. If you want to write a book, you might benefit from sitting down and working on that for, let's say, 1 hour, 5 days a week. You can decide how the routine looks like. And that's the wonderful thing, because this is you taking control over your time. And once you decide it, it's going to get easier. You're going to become good at it. So at the end, the whole thing is going to work for you with just a little effort at first to set it up. Now, let's get into 5 particular examples. Routines linked to your daily chores help you cope with stress. All right, so stress means that something happens in your life and you don't feel prepared to handle it. Stress is your fear that the solution to a problem is out of your control. The opposite feeling is when you experience a new situation, but you feel that you can handle it and you have control over the problem. Well, that is not stress. That is a challenge. And there's a bunch of research in psychology about this, not gonna bother you with that. But main point here is our perception or our decision how to look at the situation makes a difference whether this is stress or this is challenge to us. And here I want to bring your attention to the fact that if you have your daily chores under control in a set routine, that's gonna help you deal with stress. Because although you might be a person who is fairly confident or oftentimes sees issues as a challenge, you still don't want to overburn yourself, or you still have sometimes moments when things are getting overwhelmed and messy. So best case scenario, it's going to help you sometimes, but often case scenario, we are stressed out most of the time. So again, having those daily chores in a set routine is going to help. Why? Well, any task requires some time, right? And to a different degree, it requires attention. When there is a new situation which you have to focus on and handle, you usually need more time and energy for that new situation, right? When your daily chores already take a lot of time and energy, the new task adds up and overwhelms you. So you start feeling stressed out very quickly and easily. Now, if instead you had the home chores under a set routine, that means you would have more time and energy to dedicate to other things. So when you wake up in the morning, the less decisions you have to make for the day, the more energy and just attention you have to spare for other things. So for example, if a partner suddenly gets sick and they need to be at a hospital for a couple of days, if your groceries, laundry, driving the kids to school, walking the dog, etc., daily chores are already in a routine that does not require you to figure it out, then you actually can continue with those routines, meaning you can continue taking care of the basics of your life, and you're going to have this extra time and energy to focus on going to the hospital. If everything is under the routine of a mess, meaning you do the chores whenever you feel like it, then you basically have to feel like doing those chores when you are distracted by the thought of going to the hospital. Obviously, you're not going to feel like doing anything. So you're going to put everything in the background. It's going to get even messier. It's going to get delayed. It's going to be complicated for you to catch up. You're going to feel stressed out. So having less new decisions means you have your daily chores decided and already happening on sort of automatic mode. This is ultimately going to help you dealing with new stressful situations. Number 2, routines linked to your sleep can improve the quality of your sleep, which is essential for having enough energy to deal with your life. Now, this one is so obvious that it shouldn't even be a topic anymore, but we all are sometimes just masters of ignoring the obvious things in our lives. Having a sleeping routine is one of the most essential routines out there. I'm guilty of often breaking it, although if I could choose only one routine, I would have chosen to have a sleep routine. And in fact, I plan to have an entire episode on, let's say, the 10 benefits of having a sleeping routine. And yes, 10 sounds like a good number because there are so many benefits, and yet all can be summarized in one. When you rest well, you have the capacity to enjoy your awake time. And Why did I specifically say quality of your sleep? Because 6 hours of non-interrupted sleep that are within approximately the same time every day, let's say from 12 to 6 a.m., are not the same as 8 hours in bed with multiple waking up moments and having those 8 hours at random times without any consistency. Let's say you go to bed at 12 on Monday, but then at 2 a.m. on Tuesday and back to 11 p.m. on Wednesday. Your energy level, your motivation to do stuff, your productivity, even your time management, your mood throughout the day will all suffer if you don't have a sleeping routine. And if I have to shortly explain why this is the case, it is because consistently going to bed and waking up at the same time teaches your body to develop a sleep-wake cycle, which then helps you to, one, fall asleep easier, which we all struggle with, two, go through all the stages of regular sleep, which are 5, by the way. And unless you go through all of them, you don't benefit the same from the experience of being asleep. And 3, it helps you wake up easier in the morning and without hating your life. So if that's not enough to convince you to get that sleep under control, I don't know what would be. Either way, choice is yours. I'm just here to remind you, you can live a better life, enjoying your awake time better, if you just get that sleep under control. Your design, the control can be completely your design. If 4 hours work for you, if 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours work for you, know yourself, put it out there, and do what works for you. Now, 3, having a routine about your work helps you focus. This is kind of like obvious, right? If we have some routine, at least we think it's obvious, but maybe there are details that are still unclear because we seem to struggle with being focused at work. Although, if I ask somebody, hey, do you think a routine is going to help you? They're going to say yes. And if I ask them, well, how? What kind of routine? What does this even mean? I don't really hear a very clear answer, so I'm gonna talk about it now. The main point here is that when you do the same behavior at the same spot and at the same time, we are less distracted. And we are also more efficient because location has memory. There is a lot of research on how studying at the same spot, for example, improves your memory because you don't have to pay attention to your environment as it's always the same. And then your brain gets more engaged with the material you're reading. So that's one side of this topic. But also having a routine on your schedule helps you become more productive. So let's go with a studying example again. Instead of deciding how to organize your notes every time you begin a new subject, just decide on a system once. Or if you don't have a system, look at somebody for inspiration. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. There are answers already existing, systems, strategies. Just pick up something that sounds like interesting and relatable to you, copy paste it and keep it. You don't have to have creativity when it comes to routines for studying or for working. Those most of the time are tedious tasks that we don't really engage with because we love it very much, but because we have to. So when you engage with something that you have to optimize your time so that you get it done faster, right? If you have been studying, for example, at the library and you pass your exams, right? Then don't decide to sign up for study groups, for example, because your peers are doing it and, you know, they swear it works great for them. And now you want to be part of this new trend and you change your routine. There is this great and simple saying, don't fix something that isn't broken. If your routines work, let them be, and it doesn't matter if it is weird or not. Well, perhaps the example with the library is obvious, but let's say what works for you is to put on some classic music every time you study. Maybe that's also a boring example, but whatever it is that works, if it does, keep it going, right? And don't change it because you're kind of bored with the activity. Change what, if you can, what you study or what you work, but keep the routine that helps you focus because then you don't waste time. And talking about tasks that are tedious, I would like to share actually another tip here that I didn't think about earlier, but now it just came to my mind, so I'm gonna go with it. If, for example, you like taking care of your plants, right, and you do it in the morning, this is already a routine and it sets you in a good, relaxing mood, then going directly to your books after that activity makes the experience more efficient. Why? Because using one pleasant behavior that is already a routine for you and link it to a new behavior that you would like to turn into a routine helps. First, if you link one behavior to another, it helps to create similar association. So if you enjoy taking care of your plants and you study right after, you are helping yourself associate studying with feeling good, because you were feeling good while you were gardening and then began the new activity of studying right away. So your brain didn't automatically went into a bad mood because all the neurotransmitters are still in your system when you start a new activity. And the second thing, how that's going to help you, is that if you are doing the taking care of the plants activity every morning and then you basically condition yourself to start studying right after, you don't need a reminder, you don't need to think about it, or you don't need to figure out when to do it. Remember that whole thing with the chores, the less decisions you have to make during the day, the better for the decisions and for your general energy and feeling focused and stress-free. Again, all of this kind of comes together. At the end of the day, you are not only more focused or more productive, but you also have more free time. Actually, this could be the very simple way to say number four. I had a longer version of it, but here we go. The more routines you have in your life, the less things you have to decide on a daily basis. This means that the more routines you have, the more mental space you have for creativity. So I read a research article by Sarah Green where she shows that there are commonalities between the routines of geniuses. Those people tend to have some set and distraction-free workspace. They all seem to be rather introverted, so fewer social distractions, and they seem to have dedicated free time for artsy activities or other mindless hobbies that do not require their full attention. In fact, after many years of scholars assuming that creativity and routines are contradictory concepts, there is finally some shift in the more recent studies where people start to see that actually having a lot of things under routine gives you space to come up with new things. Because if you don't have to every single morning decide all the things again and again and again, there are decisions made for you. You have the mental space to decide, to think about new things, to come up with new ideas, to bring innovation in your day, because there is a lot already that is peaceful. And when you work, for example, on a new project that is more complex and requires more attention of you, if everything else around your workspace is set and pre-decided for you by you, then all you have to do is only focus on that new thing, on that new complex thing. Of course, it's gonna increase your productivity and creativity because you have the capacity for it now. Also, your focus and memory improves when you do the same activity at the same time and space. So eventually, even the quality of what you're doing is going to improve if you have set work routines. So yeah, basically your creativity sparks when the tedious decisions are pre-made. And when you mindfully create routines that you really want to have, then you not only create more free time for you, but you get some sense of control and self-confidence that you are designing your life. And now you have more time and you're happier even with your routines and with your tedious tasks because it's your design. And five, if you're still here and listening, then stop for a second and think, what would be the most general outcome if you having routines that are mindful and useful? If your daily chores are under control and you have more energy to deal with new situations so that you are less stressed out, if you're having a sleeping routine so that you wake up ready to enjoy or handle your day, if you have created mental space for your creativity and imagination to develop and thrive, then what would you get? I would say a better general health. I don't know who said that, but I read once that better health is a result of just a little planning. And this is so true, because if you have routines, then you have less stress in your life, but also more time to do healthy things for you, such as cooking or working out, or even chilling and enjoying your hobbies, and or some time with your loved ones. Routines are not just about schedules and productivity. Routines are about having control over your time so that both your work and your leisure time are more efficient for you. All right, after all those beautiful reminders of why choosing your routine is good for you, let's say a few words about why it is so hard to create routines. I'll never get tired of saying that our brains don't like changes, but let's say to add to this one, when there are two choices, naturally, we would like to go with the easier option, right? So having a routine, having a routine that you chose, you designed a routine, right? Eventually, you create something that comes easy to you, that you're good at. But understanding this also means that you have to admit that or acknowledge that before a behavior becomes a routine, for you, it will be hard to do it. So one of the main reasons people fail to build the routines that they have decided for themselves to build is that they don't create when-then planning. When-then and if-then statements are part of theory of action, one very highly researched topic in psychology that I probably should talk about more in another episode. But here I just want you to know that when you decide for a routine, you need to be prepared for all those moments at first that you will not feel like doing it. And so for some routines, probably you always have those moments because we're not robots. So when you don't feel like going to bed, for example, at 11 p.m., as you have decided, right? Then what do you do? Have the answer ready before, in your preparation state, make those decisions before and then stick with them. When the event happens, execute your own solution. Don't let yourself decide every single time all over again to go to bed at 11 p.m. and motivate yourself every day. No, because this means you ask yourself to have this inner argument or inner motivation every single day until you build your routine. And this is exhausting. This is basically doomed to fail. No, instead of that, make your decision. Prepare for the moment. You will not feel like following your decisions. They will come. Those moments will come for sure. And then when those moments come, go and repeatedly do that decision that you made until the behavior becomes a routine. And once that happens, it will cost you zero or very minimal effort on most days to continue. It's just a price to pay at first. It will pay off later for many more months to come than the weeks that it took you to build the routine. Finally, routines are very nice once you have built them, because essentially routines mean that you're doing something familiar and our brains love familiar experiences. This is comforting and calming, and being able to experience comfort that is designed by you is powerful. This is one of the keys of feeling joy and satisfaction in your life. So if you are to take just one message out of today's episode, this is that self-designed routines make you happier. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you next Monday.